crowd and plays so loud. Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going miles and miles a day to find another place. Right, baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio? You go listen to the guitar man. And he comes to town and you see his face. And you think you might like to take his place. Something keeps him drifting miles and miles away, searching for the songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. And you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. He can make you love, he can get you high. He will bring you down and he'll make you cry. Something keeps him moving, but no one seems to know what it is that makes him go. Then the lights begin to flicker and the sound is getting dim. The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice, he's just got to find another place to play.
The Guitar Man, that is Bread, of course, led by David Gates. And David did a lot of stuff over the years. He started really early on in the, probably the, I believe it was the early 60s. But he was doing a lot of rockers and rockabilly style music and then got a little softer and mellow and wrote a lot of songs for people over the years. And he had, Bread had 13 pop hits and David wrote every one of them. And he had one number one hit, and that was Make It With You. But this was Guitar Man. Came out in 1972, went up to number 11 for Bread that year. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show. We are brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get right back to it. We've got Don Gibson going to get us started with one of his great songs, Ricky Nelson, and then Crystal Gayle. So let's do Don Gibson right now, and I Can't Stop Loving You.
It's useless of yesterday. Those happy hours that we once knew, though long ago, still make me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart. I can't stop loving you, so I've made up my mind. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Summertime's here, but it's been so long. It's been a long, cold winter, I'm so glad it's gone. Come on, baby, don't have no fear. School has passed through another year. A long vacation this is gonna be. Every night this summer, save your love for me. I jump in my car and drive clear across town, but just to be with you, baby, when the lights go down. But just to be with you, baby, is my one desire. When flames start to burn and when you kiss the fire, hold me, baby, and never let go. That's when I feel like you love me so. One of these days we're gonna settle down. Then I won't have to drive clear across town. You'll be mine through eternity, 'cause that's the way it was meant to be. But just to be with you, baby, is my one desire. The flame starts burning with the kiss of fire. Hold me, baby, and never let go. That's when I feel like you love me so. One of these days we're gonna settle down. Then I won't have to drive clear across town. You'll be mine through eternity, 'cause that's the way it was meant to be.
Shivers, won't you sail away with me? Say
Crystal Gale, The Blue Side. It came out in 1980. As far as the pop charts go, it went up to number 81. But as far as country western, it went to number 8. Of course, she had a lot more songs that charted higher on the country western side, but she did very well in the pop chart. And she was one of my favorite singers of that era. Got to see her in live in person twice, and I really enjoyed hearing her sing those songs. Really, really good career for Crystal Gale. Loretta Lynn's sister, by the way, in case you didn't know. I think everybody knows that. A Long Vacation before that, Ricky Nelson, as 1963. And if you're thinking, I never heard that one, well, that's because on the pop charts, it only went up to number 120. So some areas probably heard it more than others, and some areas of the country maybe never heard it. So, but only number 120. That's a really fun song. I've always liked that one, Ricky Nelson. And then Don Gibson got us started, I Can't Stop Loving You, 1958. And I've heard it. We got to hear it here in Birmingham in stations such as Birmingham stations, because our stations played a good mixture of songs. But nationwide, that song only went up to number 81. Made it number 7 on the country western charts, but the flip side went to number 7 on the pop charts and number 1 on the country western side. Old Lonesome Me was that flip. But now Ray Charles took that song, I Can't Stop Loving You, and took it to number 1 on both the R&B and the pop charts. But a really good song by Don Gibson. All right, let's keep going. We got Billy Bland coming, going to get us started. Laura Folsom, and then Frigid Pink. And here we go right now, Billy Bland with Pardon Me.
Pardon me, may I have this dance? Well, the music sounds so sweet, please let's give it a chance. Pardon me, may I ask your name? Well, I don't mean to be fresh, really I can't explain. I got a feeling deep inside.
Inside.
This song was made for you and I. No lie, pardon me, but I know where we have met. Why in my every dream, how could I forget? Pardon me, well, I know where we have met. Way in my every dream, how could I forget? Pardon me, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me. Thank you.
looking for my baby, but all I can see is raindrops on my little pane. She left this morning, oh, she's taking all the clothes. Oh, she left me this morning, she's taking all her clothes. She says she'll be back tomorrow.
Sing a Song of Freedom. How many of you remember that one? That was 1970. Only went up to number 55 on the charts. Frigid Pink did that song, and of course you're going to know Frigid Pink. They came out with their top 10 hit their cover of House of the Rising Sun, which was all guitar, heavy metal, psychedelic, and everything. And that's what this song was here, too. And I just felt like doing a little heavy metal song today. So I thought I'd play that one there. And I hope you enjoyed that. Something a little different. Before that, I'm Sinking, Lowell Folsom, 1967. It didn't chart, but it's the flip side of a number 97 hit called Make a Little Love. You might remember that one. But that was his flip, I'm Sinking. Lowell was born in 1921, I believe he was in Oklahoma. And at one time, one of the bands that he had Ray Charles in it. So Lowell Folsom, 1967, I'm Sinking. Billy Bland before that, Pardon Me, 1960. Only made it to number 102. It's one of those bubbling under the top 100s. The flip side went up to number 94, which barely made it into the 100s. You Were Born to Be Loved. And both those were good songs. I've always enjoyed Pardon Me. Right, let's keep going. We got the Soul Sisters coming up, Paul McCartney and Wings, and then Bobby Lewis. So here we go right now, the Soul Sisters and their version of The Right Time.
Oh, the people, the one you love. shooting like a slop. And every time I see it, boy, I nearly blow my top. She gotta walk.
Gotta walk, gotta walk,
she gotta catch your eye when you see her passing by. What a walk. She don't have to dance the pony or the bop. She cross against the light and bring the traffic to a stop. She gotta
walk.
Walk. She doesn't have a notion what she's doing with that notion. What a walk. Yeah, yeah, she really is a big sensation. I'm telling you what, she's the most. Oh, the biggest thing to hit the nation. Anywhere from coast to coast. Oh, she wiggled to the left, she wiggled to the right. And you forget the time and place and everything inside. She got a
walk.
Walk. No one can entertain her, boy, there isn't any greener. What a walk. To the right, and you forget the time and place and everything inside. She got a
walk.
Yeah, what a walk.
Gotta walk,
walk. But if there's any doubt what I'm talking about, it's very clear to see that the girl, the crazy little girl,
crazy little girl,
is a tiny little puppy dog walking with me.
Yep, he is singing about his dog. What a walk. That's Bobby Lewis, 1961, went up to number 77 for him. Of course, he had the classic number one song, Tossing and Turning, and he's remembered for that one. But this was What a Walk, 1961. The Wings, of course, that's Paul McCartney's group. It was listed as Wings. High, 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 1972. Number 10 hit for him. He has songs as Paul McCartney and Wings, Wings. He's kind of all over the place. The Soul Sisters before that from 1965, The Right Time. A song that didn't chart, but really did a really good version of that. And, of course, my favorite version of that would be the Ray Charles version. And a really good sound by the Soul Sisters. Okay, let's keep going. We got Savoy Brown going to come up. The Four Tops and then do another little country song, Claude Gray. So here we go right now, Savoy Brown, and I'm Tired.
Something I know ain't me. I'm tired of living up to what people expect me to be. You know that some people are different now. Ain't that a crying shame? Now wouldn't it be a real drag if we were all the same? And I'm not gonna try to please eyes that just don't see. If I get myself together, you have the blues, not me.
Mm-hmm. desire to be something I know in me. I'm tired of living up to what people expect me to be. You know that some people are different now, ain't that a crying shame? Now wouldn't it be a real drag if we were all the same? And I'm not gonna try to please eyes that just don't see. If I get myself together, you have the blues, not me. Have the blues, not me.
It won't replace all the heartaches I've caused you. It won't take the place of loving you, I know. I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Tell the kids I came by a while last night, and I kissed them while they slept so tight. Make my cup of coffee sweet and make it warm, just the way you used to be inside my arms. I'll have another half a cup and then I'll go.
Claude Gray, I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. 1961, went up to number 84 on the pop charts, number 4 on the country western charts. And if you're not familiar with him, then you didn't do a lot of country western listening, I don't guess. But he had 27 country western charted songs over a 26-year span of time. And had some really good songs during that time, and I really like that one. I'll have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Four Tops before that, When She Was My Girl, 1981, went up to number 11 on the pop charts and all the way to the top on to number 1 on the R&B charts. And, of course, you don't need to say much about the Four Tops if you were born in that era in the 60s and heard all those songs coming out by that group. Really good sound by them. Levi Stubbs, the lead singer. I'm Tired, Savoy Brown, 1969, their first charted hit. A group that came out of England. It was 1969. It went to number 74. They didn't have, as a group, didn't have just tons of success, but had a real good following. And three of their members would leave and go on and form Foghat. So that's Savoy Brown. Okay, let's keep going. We got Ronnie Hawkins going to get us started, and then we're going to do our double play of the day. We're going to do a little R&B sound. Denise LaSalle. If you haven't heard of her, you need to listen to her voice. She did some really good songs. So let's get started right now, though, with Ronnie Hawkins and One of These Days.
Well, one of these days, I'm going to leave you, baby. Yeah, one of these days, well, I'm going to be gone. From the start, and if I let you, baby, Lord, you know you'd break my heart. So if you think I'm fooling, babe, you keep your messing round. You wake and find your daddy has gone and left this town. Well, one of these days, I'm gonna leave you, baby. Ooh, one of these days, well, I'm gonna be gone. Yes, one of these days, you're gonna look around, baby. Look around and I'll be gone. Baby, Lord, I loved you from the start. And if I let you, baby, Lord, you know you'd break my heart. So if you think I'm fooling, baby, you keep your messing around. You wake and find your daddy has gone and left his town. Well, one of these days, I'm gonna leave you, baby. Yes, one of these days, well, I'm gonna be gone. Oh, one of these days, you're gonna look around, baby.
girls, they just don't understand. How could I let myself be trapped by one man? But let me tell you, people, please don't pity me, 'cause I'm drowning in quicksand, yeah. But I'm right where I wanna be. I'm getting deeper and deeper in one man's debt. But the deeper I go,
LaSalle, Keep It Coming. That came out in 1971. Didn't chart. It was a flip. You turn it over and you get her number 13 pop hit, number one R&B hit, Trapped by a Thing Called Love. And before that, Denise LaSalle, our double play of the day, another flip. The Deeper I Go, the Better It Gets, 1972. The flip side of that was a song called Now Run and Tell That. Went up to number 46 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B charts. And Denise was born in Mississippi and I believe was raised in Chicago. And had a real good voice. Did a lot of good songs over the years. Denise LaSalle, our double play of the day. And before that, getting us started, Ronnie Hawkins, One of These Days, 1959. Didn't chart. It was another flip. That's three flips I played in this section here. It was the flip of his first hit, 40 Days, which went up to number 48 on the pop charts. And if that sounded, if you've heard 40 Days, or if you want to find it and play it, if you play Chuck Berry's 30 Days, which came out about 4 or 5 years earlier than Ronnie Hawkins' 40 Days, it's basically the same song. And he just changed it to 40 Days. But Ronnie Hawkins, Denise LaSalle, and Denise LaSalle are double play of the day. All right, let's keep going. It's almost time to go. We got to get out of here in just a little bit. Let's try to get in some more here. Let's play one by Pete Antel, Joe Tex, and then B.J. Thomas. So here we go right now, Pete Antel and Nighttime.
Dip, 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 sha-da-da.
Sounds in the distance cry.
Dip, dip, sha-da-da.
Linger, then pass you by.
Dip, 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 sha-da-da.
I know that
sha-da-da.
There is no
time.
When you hold your baby close.
Nighttime.
That's the time you dream the most.
Nighttime.
It's a time for lovers to play. Stars on high.
Nighttime.
And the moon, it doesn't seem so far away.
Dip, 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 sha-da-da.
Sounds in the distance cry.
Dip, dip, sha-da-da.
Linger, then pass you by.
Dip, 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 sha-da-da.
I know that
sha-da-da.
There is no
time.
Silhouettes come into view.
Nighttime.
As you whisper, I love you.
Nighttime.
And stardust sprinkles you from up above.
Nighttime.
Say what he won't do, but if she really, really wants to, a woman can change a man. She can make him weak or make him strong. Make him do right, or she can make him do wrong. Cause everything a man does, he does it for a woman. Now I'm not saying that this is true with all men, because as you know, there are exceptions to all rules. But oh, if you'd ask the average man, what is he living and working for from day to day? I bet 9 out of 10 of those men would say, they would say that I'm living and working for my little woman. Yeah, 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 man gets saved, you can't tie him down. But if she really wants him around, a woman can change a man. She can make life bright or make it dim. She can give him children that looks exactly like him. Cause everything a man does, he does it for a woman.
It's good to hear you. I'm at the railroad station in St. Paul. How are all the folks? I'd love to see them. But girl, I'd love to see you most of all. Well, I've been staring at the rain, and I've been thinking, ever since the train left Montreal, thought I'd always love this life I'm living, but now
of all. A song by B.J. Thomas, came out in 1970, went up to number 38 on the pop charts for him. That song was written by Buddy Bowie and J.R. Cobb, who were Alabama natives, and Bowie was mainly a producer, wrote a lot of songs, did some producing, and his biggest claim to fame would be the Atlanta Rhythm Section that he produced and wrote songs and songs and songs for him. J.R. Cobb was his sidekick in that group. Cobb was the guitar player and wrote lots of songs with Buddy over the years. And really good song by them. I like that song by B.J. Thomas most of all. Before that, Joe Tex, A Woman Can Change a Man, 1965, went up to number 56 on the pop charts, number 12 on the R&B. And talking about writing songs, Joe had 32 pop hits. And out of the 32... the first one and the last one he didn't write, but everything else in between he did. So what would that be? 30 songs he wrote out of the 32 that charted. So good sound by Joe Tex. Good voice too. Pete Antel, 1962, Nighttime. And it only made it to number 100, so many of you probably didn't hear that one. But pretty good little sound by him, good little tenor song. Okay, hey, thanks for joining us today. It's got to go, and it's time to get out of here. We're going to get out of here with our instrumental song of the day. It's going to be a Henry Mancini song. Came out of a movie from 1962, had John Wayne in it, called Hatari. And if you haven't seen it, you might want to check it out and just watch it, and then hear it, listen for this song, and watch the scene that they play it in. This is Baby Elephant Walk, and I think you're going to enjoy it. This song did not come, it was never released as a single by Mancini. It was just put on the soundtrack for Henry Mancini, but this is his version. It's the version that they used in the movie. And let's see, I know that it charted by the group The Miniature Men, and it went up to number 87 in 1962. Lawrence Welk also did a version of it in 1962 and went up to number 48. So the movie came out in 62. Lawrence Welk had a version of it in 62 that charted, and Miniature Man had a version in 62 that charted. So people couldn't get enough of that fun sound of this song. But Henry Mancini, one of the great composers of our time. But it's interesting that they didn't put that as a single. But anyway, here we go. But thanks for joining us, and hope to hear from you next time. We're going to catch you then on the BRC Radio Show.